Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
I have actually, because I was not allowed to go on the plane, so I had to take a boat.
Why?
Allowed on the plane.
It's a long story. Okay. It was an EasyJet flight, and they kicked me out, so I had to take back from England. I had to take the plane.
He's the best player of Joy Division. Yeah. He's always got kicked out everywhere.
So I can't fly EasyJet anymore.
So you are copying the Joy Division in every kind of way.
Yeah.
Not every, I hope, because I'm a singer and I don't want to copy everything.
Thank you. your band name is Closer to Curtis, and it's a so-called tribute band, which is playing Joy Division songs.
Actually, it was a question from a booking agent in the Netherlands, and he wanted to do a tour with the movie and then a band afterwards. But there was no band playing Joy Division, you know, like. And I knew him from when I was very young and when Joy Division was playing those days. And it was my favorite band when I was 15, 14. And I made music in a band with my own music, but they called us like Joy Division from the area. And so he asked me, you know, you want to form a band and play Joy Division? So I was like, whoa. You know, it's very a hard question to answer because it's like, you can easily fuck it up.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to do. I mean, you got to be very sincere, you got to be really into music, play it heart and soul, and, you know, get into the, well, yeah, the emotion of the music. So, but then the drummer from America, from my old band, came back from America after 3 years, and I had seen Jos play in another band, playing bass, and he reminded me of, you know, the style of Peter Hook, and Joris, met through another guy. He said, oh yeah, check him out. So that's pretty easy, actually, in a way.
Legacy so far removed.
The first idea was we do only 10 shows, you know, it's like one thing. And then it was 14 shows, and then we stopped, you know, it's like over, finish. And but then this opportunity came up, and because it's a long drive, we stopped in Prague yesterday and played also in Prague, so it's only two times more, and then we don't know, you know, it's like...
It's gonna stop again, and maybe start up later,
you never know, when we
feel like it.
I listened to Joy Division a lot. I remember when I was, I think, 14, and there was a guy, he was 18 years old, and he could get John Peel on the radio those days, and he always taped it. And then one day later, we would go to his house and listen to what John Peel had played. And then he played one song of Joy Division, and I thought it was The Doors, because my sister listened to The Doors, and I was, hey, isn't this The Doors? No, no, this is new, it's from England, it's Joy Division. Oh, well, I like it. And we bought, I bought the record.
Which was the first song?
Ooh. Which was it? I think it was Shadow Play or what do we do again?
sing it. You should know how to sing it.
What's the name? Gerald, die daar vroeger speelde. The one. New Dawn Fates, right. Yeah. We'll be right back.
sessions all grouped in four lines, dancing on the floor. And we've cold steel over on our body, made a move to connect. I could only stare at this, believe as the crowd's rolling.
Much into it, though I knew it, and it sort of inspired me to start and play bass guitar, because before I used to play guitar, and then sort of the Joy Division bass guitar style is very much a mix of guitar and bass, so it inspired me to start more playing bass. So of course it influenced me and the style I play my own music, but it's hard to tell. Probably no one will actually recognize it, that it was inspired by Joy Division and many other bands, of course, but yeah, certainly influences. Yeah.
Different, totally. They were totally. They were the first one to go very. They started as a punk music band, and they used the same energy as the punk music, but the singing of Ian Curtis is not like, you know, like very aggressive. Sometimes just like, you know, at peaks, but it's very low and very. But the music is, you know, they listen to Kraftwerk, you know, and like, but they couldn't. What I heard is that they couldn't afford a good synthesizer and a good drum machine, so they had to do it with like live musicians. So, because I remember that Bernard Albrecht once said in an interview, like they said, oh, if Ian Curtis would hear New Order, he would like, you know, turn around in his grave. Like, and he said, oh no, he would be very proud because we could not afford like, you know, all these expensive stuff to the, so they were different, they were totally different.
You came up with a list of ideas. We want to play these songs, and basically I got I listened to a couple of CDs again because I had not listened to them, well, not very actively. And I listened to live concert. That was I got a copy of a live concert they did in the Netherlands, and also yeah, it sort of gave me an idea how they brought the numbers in a live setting. And then I just picked the number the songs we liked. And everyone did that, and I don't want to play this one, I want to play this one. So we had a big fight about that, and then we came up with a selection. We'll be right back.
What can this mean to the younger generation?
It's like a warning not to be like him, you know. I mean, he was 23 when he hanged himself. It's like.
but that's daddy speaking, of course. Yes, you, of course. You can talk about it, but you should ask teenagers or 20ers like now themselves who are here tonight, probably.
They're very inspired teenagers,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
In the concert is always a mix of like people from 40, 50 years, and then from like 18 to 30 years.
Yeah, I don't analyze the public. I've never asked why are you here, so maybe you should do it. Just ask around. I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Back to the 80s, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, as a lot of people do that, actually. They close their eyes at the concert. Last night in Prague, I could see the audience very well, and everybody had their eyes closed. Like when, especially the lower songs, they were going like this. So they don't want to see me, you know. So I was very shocked.
Oh, that's
to see,
why,
like,
you are wearing sunglasses. Okay, I get
it. Yeah, I saw the poster up on the wall. I was like, oh my God, you know, how do we get out of here? You know, it was like, oh no.
Many times. Yeah.
Because every time we play, they first play the movie. Now, but we just walked in sometimes, but before I saw it twice, I think. and maybe one time before show.
Well, I saw it in first in the art movie house before the whole idea of us starting to play the band. I saw it without that idea at all, and I was very impressed by the film, and yeah, I liked it.
To play songs from somebody else?
They are my songs, in a way, because when I was 14 years, I started listening to Joy Division on the headphone, like 5 hours a day. So every like little element in the music, there's nothing new in the music for me anymore. Also in the singing, I know every kind of way.
So it's 100%
tribute. You take it as a, you know, you grow up and you become a person, and this music was very important to become this person. So it's, for me, it's been a long time. I'm probably the oldest in the band. No, I think yours is the oldest, right?
Yeah. He must be the youngest.
But, you know, for me, it was like going back for like 30 years almost, yeah? 30 years, yeah. To my, you know, like where it all started musically for me. And to me, it's like pretty emotional to do the songs. So it's not like I'm doing somebody else's songs, in a way.
kicsit szomorkás a hangulatom.
Hogyha egymás mellé raknánk azokat a lemezeket, ami a Szenes Ivánnak köze van, nyugodtan elsétálhatnánk rajta Párizsig és vissza.
A nemrég eltávozott, ám a lelkünkben örökké ifjú Szenes Ivánra emlékezünk. Nem csak a 20 éveseké a világ. Szenes Iván írta. Ma délután az M2-n.